KCBO, 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in New York. Federal, state, and local officials announced dozens of arrests in criminal cases targeting online sports betting and poker games involving the mafia. Correspondent Christian Benavidez reports there are familiar names among those targeted.
Portland Trail Blazers head coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat player Terry Rozier were among dozens arrested Thursday for allegedly taking part in illegal gambling operations.
The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing.
That was FBI Director Kash Patel. Rozier was charged with faking an injury during a game to help bettors. His lawyer denies that. In a late-night social media post, President Trump announced a cutoff of trade talks with Canada. BBC's Laquessa Burrock explains.
Donald Trump has said that he's ending all trade negotiations with Ottawa after the release of a television advert opposing U.S. tariffs. Well, the U.S. president accused Canada of egregious behavior aimed at influencing U.S. court decisions.
The ad uses the voice of President Reagan from 1987, saying tariffs hurt American workers and consumers. The Reagan Presidential Foundation said the ad misrepresents his speech. The government shutdown has entered day 24 with hunger in the U.S. increasing.
Teresa Robertson is with the Better Community Development Center in Little Rock.
We have clients come in all the time that talk about how I've eaten out of a dumpster three times this week because my benefits got cut off.
Meals on Wheels in San Antonio has lost $1.2 million in federal funding, forcing it to cut service to hundreds of seniors. CEO Vincent Farris says a local business owner donated almost $200,000 to help.
It's letting these folks know that they're not alone and people remember.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Thunderstorms and heavy rain will begin rolling into an area from Kansas to Texas and Oklahoma. CBS News meteorologist Nikki Nolan.
Flood watches have been issued for parts of northern Texas and Oklahoma as a storm system is moving in from the west, which is going to bring heavy rainfall and the potential for flash flooding in the next few days.
College students are already gearing up for end-of-semester exams, which can add stress and anxiety to their lives. Correspondent Bradley Blackburn tells us there's new data showing many students are already struggling with depression.
Anxiety spiked during the pandemic, but some anxiety is also a natural and unavoidable part of college.
Normalizing anxiety helps. If a kid is becoming so anxious that they're avoiding things, that's a time to be concerned.
She says signs of depression can include persistent sadness, hopelessness and pessimism, and losing interest in activities.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
No bull, just real news and great conversation. WXCO is your home for real news and great conversation in Wausau.
The Bucks lose Porter.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks won their opener last night, 133-120, against the Wizards at Fiserv Forum, but they lost guard Kevin Porter Jr., who went down at the end of the first quarter with a sprained left ankle after stepping on teammate Bobby Portis's foot. Doc Rivers asked if he saw what happened.
No, it didn't look good. I'll just say that, you know. So he's going to do an MRI tomorrow. We just got to hope for the best, but looking at it, it was a pretty bad sprain.
The NFL has named Micah Parsons NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Parsons will be after Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers next on Sunday Night Football. Rodgers asked if playing the Pack is a revenge game for him.
I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that, you know, things have been better in our last year there, but, you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization. This is not a revenge game for me. I'm just excited to see some of those guys and be on Sunday Night Football again.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Bull Falls Radio charges through the noise. For real news and great conversation, WXCO delivers. Learn more at WXCO.fm.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and frosty tonight, with lows in the upper 20s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a little warmer, a high right around 50. A continued warming trend this weekend, highs climb through the 50s, maybe a slight rain chance. Currently 35 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, Mike Clemens gets us set for the Packers heading to Pittsburgh to play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. And Kristen Lierley joins the show from Pittsburgh as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Cindy Greening is with Chippewa Valley Indivisible. Maybe I missed the meeting notices. Have you been to these Antifa meetings, and did you get your George Soros check and I just missed it? I get a feeling this is more like regular Americans than paid agitators.
Nobody's getting paid. They're there out of their commitment and love for this country. We want to stand for it, bring back the values where everyone is taken care of and included.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along with Dom Lee, our producer and engineer. Welcome into hour number two of the big program. It is Thursday, October 23rd, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have everybody along. It is a beautiful day here in downtown Madison, picturesque, Dom, at the intersection of State and Fairchild. It's beautiful.
It's so nice.
Let's take one more quick look out at the old Sam Davidson street cam on the streets down there for those watching the live stream. Look at that. The sun is shining down on the buildings, people mulling about, little yellow leaves falling, light breeze.
Look at that.
Have you got your pumpkin picked out? I've
actually already carved it. It's already been carved.
Really?
And I don't have a picture with me, but it's basically two buck teeth, huge eyes, huge nose. That's all it was. I carved the heck out of this pumpkin. It took me like 3 hours.
I want to see it.
I will show it to you.
All right.
I'll show it to you maybe
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
All right,
there we go.
Well, Dom's in. No, we appreciate it. He is usually on the He is still on the John and Gordy show every morning from 6 until 9. Here are 8, right? 6 until 8. I gave you another hour.
Well, please no.
You got 2 extra hours today, and he was kind enough to fill in for an under the weather Sommers today. Nothing serious. He'll be back here as soon as he is back on the mend. So appreciate Dom being here. All of you for being here as well. Coming up a little bit later this hour, going to be talking about how to take a little jaunt out to beautiful Richland County and brought back some products. What are your favorite fall Wisconsin products? We'll be asking you that a little bit later on in the segment, and perhaps a little bit more serious news as well. But right now, Dom, and this is exciting to have you here in the first week of this brand new segment, time once again for our new segment called Wisconsin Fun Facts.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of beauty, with your hillsides and your jack pine and your birch tree.
That's right, Todd. Once again, Wisconsin Fun Facts. Do you know what that song is?
What is that song?
Well, it's an Illinoisan. I don't expect you to know, but you did go to school here. It is the official ballad of Wisconsin. Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, wow. All right, well, you learn something new every day. I feel like I should have known
song
that.
Song by Sherry Saracen. And it was made the Wisconsin ballad by the late great legislator Cheryl Elbers, who got that through the legislature. So we play that to talk about the land of Wisconsin, land of beauty. But, Dom, we have adopted you as an Illinoisan in our land of beauty.
Yeah.
All right, Dom, once again, for today's Wisconsin Fun Fact, on October 23rd, 1921, The Green Bay Packers played their first NFL game defeating what were known then as the Minneapolis Mariners 7-6 in front of a crowd of 6,000 people, which now is the number of people at Lambeau Field bathrooms on any given moment during a home game. Oh my. There's an outro, Dom.
Oh, there it is.
There we go. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. And that's how we play Wisconsin Fun Fact. You got into the fact.
I did, yes. I really did get into a fact.
Have you been to a game at Lambeau? Are you a Bears fan?
I am a Bears fan, and I actually went to the game the last season, the last game, where it was Bears versus Packers.
Oh, really?
And
did you go to the bathroom?
I did go to the bathroom, yes.
Long line.
Very long line.
Which are the better bathrooms, Lambeau or Soldier Field?
I would say Lambeau.
Yeah.
I would say Lambeau. Soldier Field, that's why they're coming up with a new.
They're going to be the Arlington Heights Bears soon.
They are, yes.
The Arlington Heights Bears.
I don't know
Heights
how I feel
Bears.
About that.
Well, they're not the Chicago Bears anymore.
Yeah.
My former broadcast partner, Kevin O'Connor, from beautiful Arlington Heights, Illinois. That's a beautiful part of the state. It's just not Chicago.
Right, yeah. And people are going to have to commute like if they're in downtown. So I don't know how many people are going to be able to show up to the game on every given Sunday. So
it's going to be a problem.
It might be a problem. Yes. But that's just a Bears problem. So,
gosh. Oh, well, you know, that's why you got to spend more time at Lambeau Field.
Exactly.
Did the Packers win?
The Packers lost on a game winning field goal.
Oh, that was that game.
Yes. It was the last game.
That was a ridiculous
game.
But
I love Lambeau Field. It does remind me of Soldier Field, the Colts atmosphere. All the fans rooting. It's a great time.
I've only been to one event at Soldier Field, and it was this is how old I am. The 1996 World Cup game.
Wow,
Germany versus somebody.
No way.
Yeah, it was very beautiful. It was
you
very
went
beautiful.
To a World Cup game.
I went to a World Cup game in 1996.
Well, I heard that the World Cup is coming back to the States.
So they say. Yeah. Donald Trump does mess it up. All right. Very good. It's 12 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with
time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize, money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard at all 10 news, talk, sports stations of the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin. All right, Dom. Timely. Timely indeed, as Mike Lucas says. Today, because of this time of year, it'll be all times of year, but a lot of you're constantly being bombarded with, oh, sign up for this, sign up for that. You know, like sign up for the Civic Media Today newsletter.
I didn't think you were going to go there, but.
Which, by the way, you should.
Yes.
If you're a listener. But today's category, what's worse, rewards programs or email sign-up forms? Ooh. Rewards programs or email sign-up forms. For those watching on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, are we streaming to all those platforms? By the way,
yes, we are.
Oh, that's
we
great.
Are streaming
nicely
to all
done.
Of them. Yes.
Jeez, even filling it.
Check,
you
check,
got,
check.
You got
check.
Us on all the platforms. That's great. Thank you, Dom. I appreciate that. So, for those watching on the card, you've got the My McDonald's Rewards for the rewards program, and on the right, one of these things you get all the time saying, "You know, oh, please sign up for our email."
Oh, man. Oh.
And this annoys me. I don't know why. I shouldn't let little things. First world problems, right? But now when I don't go to McDonald's a lot. Culver's is my fast food place of choice, except Culver's most don't do breakfast. And so if I'm on the road, for my money, a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit at McDonald's is hard to beat.
It really is. It really is. And actually, just about 2 hours ago, I went to McDonald's.
Did you really?
Yeah, and I got a Big Mac meal. So, yeah,
your Big Mac of choice.
And,
well, when you go through the drive-thru now, you know, it's like an automated thing. It says, hello, will you be using the McDonald's app today? Mm-hmm. And I think, well, no, I'm going through the drive-thru. Why are they asking me? I wouldn't be using it. I mean, I guess can you use the app and then go through the drive-thru to pick it up? Are people that lazy?
I think you can do that. I've never done it before, but that does sound like laziness at its finest.
And so I say, the computer asks me that in a pre-recorded thing, I say, no, thank you. And then it comes, and so it's very cheery. It's like, will you be using the McDonald's app today?
Yeah.
I say, no, thank you. Well, McDonald's, what do you want? I mean, it's very depressing. The same cheeriness isn't reciprocated in the live person.
Exactly. You come after, like, come home from like a hard day at work.
Right.
You know, you get McDonald's, go through the drive thru, and then it's just super upbeat. And then you're like, I don't want to deal with this right now. I don't want to.
Right. Yeah. I just want a real person. You understand?
Yes.
So anyway, rewards programs, like signing up for McDonald's rewards or whatever, a rewards program or email sign-up forms. What's worse? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Give us a call. Also, text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it today at your Apple or Android device. Simply go to your app store. At the search bar, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up a cute little CM logo. Click on that. Takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal, the Civic Media app. By the way, very quickly, and many thanks to Carol here in our office for helping keeping us up to date. Last half hour, we gave you the breaking news out of Milwaukee that the Milwaukee Area Technical College downtown campus was put on lockdown. We can now report to you an update courtesy of WISN Television Channel 12 in Milwaukee, saying that as of 2:40, this afternoon, MATC Director of Public Relations Daryl Fortune tells 12 News they got an all clear. The cause of the lockdown remains unclear. This is a developing story. We'll keep you updated as new details are being released. But again, according to Channel 12 in Milwaukee, the Milwaukee Area Technical College lockdown has now been lifted and the all clear has been given. So that is certainly good news. Way too often these days, things like that end in tragedy. So certainly glad that things seem to be in order and safe at the MATC campus in downtown for all of our listeners at WAUK Milwaukee and Waukesha. What's worse today? We want to know. Give us a call. It's 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse? Rewards programs or email sign-up forms? Rewards programs or email sign-up forms? Let us know what your thoughts are on that. Dom, do you have a particular thought on that?
Yeah, I would. I would say what's worse is email sign-up forms. I think
really.
That's what I think.
Any
yes.
particular reason?
Because I just get bombarded with them every single day, and you know, my parents tell me you got to get rid of them. You got to get rid of them. Sometimes there's important stuff in there, but I can't tell because there's a bunch of random sign up emails. It's just bad. It's just bad. And I have a couple reward programs for like Jimmy John's and stuff like that.
All right.
So I do use rewards sometimes.
And this is why I love them. Hang on. Let me see. Where to put my wallet, Dominic? I've lost my wallet, Dominic.
No,
I have it right here. This is yet another reason why I love Wonder State Coffee here in Madison, Wisconsin, because this is their rewards program. A paper card that goes in my pocket, and they initial it, and after I buy whatever 10 cups of coffee, I get one free. There's no app, there's no password, I don't have to download anything. It's just a friendly little piece of paper that says, "There you go."
Wow.
So, PJ watching on YouTube says, "Quick Trip rewards card is great," and I'm sure it is. I have one.
I do too,
but I've never activated it.
I did.
Really?
I never
had. I feel like I go in, they say, "Do you have rewards?" And I sometimes I'll be like, "I did. It's in my truck somewhere." I give you a new one. And I'm like, "No, I don't need another one. I've got one already." Well, I give you a new one. No, I'm because they probably get, you know, points. There's an internal competition to sign people up for quick trip rewards. You understand? I've got one. It's buried in the bowels of my truck somewhere. It's under, you know, a Culver's cup somewhere. I just have to activate.
Yeah, and sometimes it's hard to say no to them, you know? I'm like, oh, all right.
It's much like my dating life. I have one. I just have to activate it. This is more than Dom signed up for, you understand, today. He did not expect
to
get all of this. What's worse, rewards programs or email sign-up forms? Rewards programs or email sign-up forms? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I have a couple of texts coming in off the line. We'll share those with you on the other side. And Dom and I will taste test one of our great sponsors here at Civic Media, Oakwood Fruit Farm, Richland County. We will sample the one, the only Cider Donuts from Oakwood. You're not going to want to, I'm sure you won't have any for you, but we'll tell you what it's like. Come on back. It's the Almost Show across Wisconsin, the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
30,000 Wisconsinites could be priced out of ACA insurance completely. Former Assistant Secretary for Commerce and Economic Development, Alejandra Castillo. What's the off-ramp here?
If you haven't called your member of Congress, you need to. The off-ramp can only be individuals like you and I calling our members of Congress and demanding that both the White House and Congress begin to negotiate a real solution.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Join me, Tom Hartman, each and every weekday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program right here on Civic Media. I talk about the issues that all Wisconsinites can get behind, from unrigging our economy so it works for all of us, not just the billionaire class, to improving our representative government, to delivering on the promise of we the people. Tune in middays right here on your local Civic Media station from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program. Tag, you're it.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
98.9 WXCO, Wausau's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Well, kids, there it is. Capital City.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we are the capital city, the state of Wisconsin. Thank you, Homer. Thank you, Dom. Dom Lee springing the tunes today as our producer and engineer in for Mr. Zomers today. Appreciate it. Well done, Dom.
Thank you.
I like that very much. It's 22 now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Glad to have you along here at the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are asking you today's What's Worse? Today's category. It has to do with our rewards programs. There we go. Rewards programs and email sign-up forms. What's worse? Rewards programs or email sign-up forms? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Talking about, Quick Trip has rewards. I have a Quick Trip rewards. Dom has one. I have not activated mine yet.
Neither have I.
I don't know where. It's somewhere in my trunk. Tony from on YouTube. Tony says, I've gotten baseball tickets from Quick Trip Rewards. I didn't know you could do that.
Wow.
Thank you, Tony.
Wow.
He also says, you don't need a card. It's just your number. That's the problem, Tony. I don't remember the number. PJ, watching on YouTube, says, I get free bananas with the Quick Trip Rewards card after a certain amount of purchases. Yes. We get some bananas. We get some bananas today. Hey, thank you. Appreciate that, PJ. What else we got here? Tony also says, I hate email signups. Worst thing by a mile. Very good. Also, a viewer, is it Soup? Soup says on YouTube, says, whenever someone asks me if I have a rewards card, I say, no, thank you. Because it cuts off their second question, do you want one? While also sounding like I'm thanking them for asking. That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. What's worse, email sign-up forms or reward programs? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Dolores, listening on WMDX here in Madison. Dolores, thanks for calling. Rewards programs or email sign-up forms? What's worse?
I think I'm going to say email sign up. I do have rewards, you know, several types like DX, you know, the store, you know, the sports store.
Oh, DX Sports, yeah.
Yeah, DX Sports, yeah. So I just signed up for that one like last week.
Very good.
You want to sign up for one? And I was like, okay, yeah, I think I'm coming here too often. I, you know, matter what I want to get, you know, a $5 discount every whatever amount of money you spend there. So, yeah, I'm one of those big ones with rewards. I think I have, like, I don't know how many apps in my phone for rewards.
All right, I appreciate it. All right.
What?
Go ahead.
I think if you know how to use them, you can get a lot of things for free, you know?
No, rewards are great, and I appreciate you giving us that. Well, I'm writing it right now. DX Rewards. Now, that's what I could sign up for. I think it'd work out.
Yeah, I almost signed up for DX Sporting Goods Rewards as well because I had one right by my house. So I thought,
really?
Hey, there we go. Maybe I should do it. Right. So,
very good. What's worse? Rewards programs or email sign-up forms? Dom, what do you say? What's worse? Bottom line.
Email sign-up forms.
Yeah. I rarely use because I'm being thrown off by the card here, the visual, because I don't think I have any rewards programs on my phone. So I would say email sign-up forms. I get inundated with those all the time.
Right.
So, I'm going to agree. Email sign-up forms are worse.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, very good. Yeah. All right, let's. Do we have anything else on the old texter line here? What else we have? Robert in Madison, listening on MDX, says if you don't have a card on you, it's just your phone number will do. Really?
That I did not know.
I did not know that. Oh, look, Tony on YouTube also says you don't know your phone number. Really? No one ever explained that to me. My Quick Trip Rewards is my phone number? I'm done. We can shut the show down, and there's nothing else I can do here today. That's the best piece of information on this show all day. As Johnny Carson once said, I did not know that. Did you know that, Tom?
I didn't even know. I had no idea. This whole rewards
thing. This is why I love this show, because you learn so much from our great listeners. Len in Madison on MDX says the email sign-up forms are probably worse. I avoid both and would rather give up any possible savings to avoid the tracking strategies. What do you think of those huge data centers are for? There you go. See, they want to track you. Want to know what you're doing, where you're at. Big brother. All right, when we come back, we're going to transition a little bit into fall adventures, a little news. I want to take time in the next half hour. So it's a disturbing video. You're going to hear the audio, too, of the United States postal worker who was detained by ICE, which is just absurd to me and sad, but I think it's important that we hear it. But we're also going to spend a little time on what is your favorite fall food or fall Wisconsin product, because I went to Oakwood Fruit Farm, one of our great sponsors here at Civic Media, in Richland County this morning. I had to run up there with a friend to get some a large 10 gallons of cider, and I brought Dom, he's holding it up there, I brought him best caramel apples in the world.
So good.
You haven't tried it yet, but they
I
look
just know
good.
It's gonna be
good. They're great. They're great caramel apples up there, Oakwood. I also brought us back, Dom, here we are, one of these great cider donuts. Apologies to those listening and watching. Light, fluffy, appley, sugary, fantastic. What do you think, Dom?
It doesn't get much better than this.
Right?
It doesn't get much better than this.
You got apple cider donuts. You got the Hall of Fame apple cheddar beef sticks. What else we got here? Driftless Gold maple syrup from Richland County and from Lodi. Roadside Market cranberry apple butter. What's your favorite fall Wisconsin food? We'll discuss that on the other side. A little serious news as well. Stay with us. Dom's on the board. I'm on the mic. You're across Wisconsin. We love having you along. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned now. Pam Yonke and her team, Midwest Farm Report.
Full Falls Radio, WXCO.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 98.9 WXCO.
CBS News Brief. Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier are among over 30 people charged in a variety of federal gambling probes. FBI Director Kash Patel.
The fraud is mind-boggling. It's not hundreds of dollars. It's not thousands of dollars. It's not tens of thousands of dollars. It's not even millions of dollars. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars in fraud and theft and robbery.
For example, Billups and others are accused of rigging illegal poker games. President Trump canceled trade negotiations with Canada, as BBC's Laquessa Burrock reports.
Writing on Truth Social, Mr. Trump said that the country had run an advert featuring former President Ronald Reagan speaking negatively about tariffs. And as a result, all trade negotiations were now terminated.
This follows Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney saying he aims to double his country's exports to countries outside the U.S. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
The Bucks lose Porter.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks won their opener last night, 133-120, against the Wizards at Fiserv Forum, but they lost guard Kevin Porter Jr., who went down at the end of the first quarter with a sprained left ankle after stepping on teammate Bobby Portis's foot. Doc Rivers asked if he saw what happened.
No, it didn't look good. I'll just say that, you know, so he's going to do an MRI tomorrow. We just got to hope for the best, but looking at it, it was a pretty bad sprain.
The NFL has named Micah Parsons NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Parsons will be after Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers next on Sunday Night Football. Rodgers asked if playing the Pack is a revenge game for him.
I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that, you know, things have been better in our last year there, but, you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization. This is not a revenge game for me. I'm just excited to see some of those guys and be on Sunday Night Football again.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's been some controversy from people who get their feelings hurt very easily about Bad Bunny playing the Super Bowl halftime show. Shakira has come out and says she is totally in favor of the show and says it's about time they asked him. Shakira performed at the Super Bowl halftime show in 2020 in Spanish, and no one seemed to have an issue with it. The Hips Don't Lie singer says she can't wait to see the show. You gotta love E! News, where you find headlines like Khloe Kardashian shares a surprising update on her sex life. Oh yes, the tea was spilled on the first episode of season 7 of The Kardashians. I've got a lot of catching up to do. Kardashian said during the episode she hasn't had sex in 3 years, but it was also revealed her sister has a new libido gummy line. What a coincidence. I never expected the Kardashians to be hawking a product. I saw this information on Yahoo Entertainment, which labeled the article an 8-minute read. It was about 4 paragraphs. I felt pretty good coming in just under 7.5 minutes. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 98.9 WXCO.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and frosty tonight, with lows in the upper 20s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a little warmer, a high right around 50. A continued warming trend this weekend, highs climb through the 50s, maybe a slight rain chance. Currently 35 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
He is the executive director of Back 40 Action. Will Westmoreland is here. So, Will, we can't sell our soybeans. There's no market for that. But Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture, says it's all great. What are you hearing from fellow farmers?
Well, Jane, we are the world's leader in one department of agriculture now that Donald Trump is president and Brooke Rollins is Secretary of Agriculture, and that's word salad.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Maybe what's happening at the school board needs to be disrupted.
Jim Santel and Joan Esposito, the Wisconsin teacher losing their job because of a social media post. The teacher's tweet disrupted the district's operations.
Judge says that overcomes the right of the teacher to speak publicly.
What if this were 60 years ago and she were putting up a post about desegregating the school?
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Happy Halloween for the Rational Revolution. We have a ghost hunter. Todd Michaels joins us to celebrate Halloween.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
I'm going to Cheeseland, Cheeseland, the Dells in Door County. I'm going to Cheeseland. Rednecks and trailers with families, and we are going to Cheeseland. And my traveling companions, a plumber by trade, he's a brewer's man from way back. And I know that when we're gone, that we both will tie one on in Cheeseland.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Dom Lee filling in for Zomers on the board, dialing that up. By the way, it's 35 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome back to the All Ball Show on Civic Media. Dom, I take that is not Paul Simon.
That is not okay. Paul Simon.
All right. Well, who is that? I like that.
I don't know. I have no idea. I just found it here and, you know, I decided to play it and it worked out.
That's what I like. Somebody just says, I have no idea if this is going to work, but let's try it.
Take a chance.
Yeah, absolutely. Very good. Nicely done. I like that. I like that a lot.
I did. I'll send it to you.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Welcome back to Cheeseland. We're talking about Cheeseland here because this morning I had to make a quick run up to my my home county, Richland County in southwest Wisconsin. Went to one of our great sponsors here at Civic Media. Advertise on WRCO and WRCE in southwest Wisconsin. Great family-owned business, Oakwood Fruit Farm in southwest Wisconsin. And if you have not been there, you want to take a drive this weekend, get in your vehicle. Heck, I don't take a horse and buggy if you're Amish. Do Amish listen to what's our demo with the Amish right now? Is it high? I'm not sure.
I think it's high, yeah.
High, high. Right. They listen. It's run by goats on treadmills out in Amish country. No, if you're listening, get to Oakwood Fruit Farm in southwest Wisconsin because you go up there and they've got, well, here, I'll show you. They've got these great caramel apples. I brought back one for Dom and for my son, Lukester. Luxor has been on me to, when are you going to bring me back some of this stuff? Well, today was the day. Also brought back a WRCO, one of our great stations out there. They do this great auction every year. They raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for cancer patients in Richland County, southwest Wisconsin, to get them to appointments, to support them with food. It's a great, great organization, Walk with Grace, and they have a Walk with Grace radio auction. And I was helping out with that this year. And so one of the items, Oakwood Fruit Farm donated 3 dozen apple cider donuts. And I was the winning bidder on that. So I cashed in a couple of those today. I brought them back. So you got apple cider donuts. They're fantastic. Also, we had from Oakwood, we had the Driftless Gold maple syrup from Viola, not far from the family farm. And Roadside Market Cranberry Apple Butter from Lodi, Wisconsin. Not in Richland County, but they sell it up there. And also, I stopped at Prem's Meats, one of our other great sponsors on Civic Media in Spring Green. Beautiful Spring Green. And got some Hall of Fame beef. Joe Thomas's Hall of Fame got the hat on as well. Because our beef support, our beef farmers right now, under assault from the Trump administration. They're trying to bring in foreign beef.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Do you know where that's from?
I don't. Where's that from?
I love the fact you don't know where it's from.
I have no idea.
So back in the late 80s or early 90s, before you were a glimmer in your parents' eyes, mm-hmm. Wendy's had an ad campaign, and this old woman would roll up with her old woman friends in the car at the drive-thru at Wendy's and say, "Where's the beef?"
Where's the beef?
Yeah, that's it. And then, so the tagline, you know, we've got the beef or whatever, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And now Arby's kind of ripped it off with, you know, we have the meats.
Wow.
But before we had the meats, Wendy's had the beef.
I'm learning so much on this program. Wow.
So I got the Joe Thomas Hall of Fame beef sticks, apple cheddar sticks here. And so it was a good time had by all. And the great thing, when you go to an orchard in Wisconsin this time of year, you can share it. It's a great place to to shop for the holidays. Shop early because my friend, she picked up some their tea bags, but they have mulling spices in it for apple cider because a lot of us, you know, that are lonely and sad and live depressed lives. Those of us who are not Italian stallions and have people pounding our doors to go out with us, like Dom Lee, so we can't. We're not going to brew up a whole kettle of cider on our own. So we put, you know, just a little bit of apple cider in a mug and these tea bags for the cider.
Right.
You put them in there and you put it in the microwave and there you got your individual apple cider.
Oh my.
Yeah. So you got the mulling spices, they got candles, they got something for everybody.
Oh man, it sounds like home goods. That's kind of what it sounds like. Wow.
And the great thing about it is it's Wisconsin made products.
Wow.
So
wow.
Dom, when you go, have you been to a Wisconsin orchard?
I've never been. I feel like I should go and then go home and tell my parents all about it.
You could be a hero.
I would one up them so much.
You could take your significant other out to the orchard.
Exactly. Yes, and she's been wanting to go as well. So
she would be impressed. Let me tell you.
Oh, okay.
I mean, not that you're not impressive.
the Italian stallion.
There is no season to that. But no, she'd be impressed that you took her out to a nice place like that. So, and it's a great drive. The colors in Southwest Wisconsin are beautiful. So the question is, what is your favorite orchard fall Wisconsin project? Product. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. What is your favorite Wisconsin product? Now, Ollie, you were on the phone, and then we had a problem. You got cut off. So, Ollie, call us back. We'll take your call next. Ollie in the Northwoods, give us a call. What's your favorite Wisconsin fall product? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. By the way, we're talking about Parker Olson, our other great producer here in the morning for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. The fact that he is not a coffee drinker. He drinks water at 5 o'clock in the morning, and God love him for it. He says, I said he should be part of a study. He says, I gladly participate in a scientific study. I've never drank anything just for the caffeine. Someday I'll get converted, but not today. No, honestly, Parker, you could be that awake, that on it with water. God bless you.
Yeah. I mean, that's better than having a couple cups of coffee.
855-752-4842. Let's go to Brett in Brown Deer, listening on WAUK Milwaukee. Brett, what is your favorite or top product of the fall from Wisconsin?
Oh, Todd, well, they're gone now after a family owned like 130 years. Mm-hmm. But it was up in Port Washington, Ewigs.
Ooh, Ewigs.
Smoked salmon. Oh, really? That with cheese and crackers with a little bit of smoked salmon and a pap. It's the full Yotter Hay special.
You're making me hungry, Brett.
I miss it.
Wow, but they're no longer there, you're saying. All right, well, I'll tell you, he had to go. I'm sorry. Dom, I mean, this is like, you got Italian on the board. It's like the mafia. You're gone.
They're in and out.
Ollie in the North Woods, 855-752-4842. Ollie, what's your favorite Wisconsin product, my friend?
Well, I like hot cider. I like to have it at night before bed to warm you up and help you sleep, just with a little bit of cinnamon and sugar.
Oh, nice.
Heat it up.
That's
it's wonderful. But I had a suggestion for your yesterday's question about
what's worse, or
the shower? Yeah.
Oh yeah, baby shower or wedding shower?
Yeah, because you didn't know what to give them. Oh. Well, I got to thinking afterwards. I should have told you that you could give them a certificate for some of your friends. Kobe beef steaks and a bottle of wine for either one of them. And that would be a wonderful gift.
Ollie, you're amazing. I probably shouldn't give that for the baby shower, but for the bridal shower, yeah.
Well, it's kind of a nice because they could have it for they never will. Once they have a baby, they're never going to get another night out. So
that's
either
good.
Way,
yeah.
That's a great gift.
You're amazing. Thanks, Ollie. Have a great day up there in the North Woods. 855-752-4842. What's your favorite Wisconsin fall product? Yes, we have not heard from him in forever. He's back on the line. It is Chico in Rio. Chico, welcome back to the program. What's your favorite food, my friend, for the fall?
Caramel apple with nuts.
With
caramel
nuts.
Caramel apple with nuts. Oh, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Great choice.
Yeah. I got one of the few things I don't like with nuts, caramel apples. I like just a plain caramel apple. But, no, it's fair. What's your, you have a favorite orchard you go to, Chico?
Yeah, there we used to go to Sky High over by the Baraboo. It's
oh, yeah.
Beautiful drive. Of course, the Baraboo Bluffs are over there.
Yep.
But there's also one that's very close to where I live called Lapachek's, which is also a good orchard. I mean, it's a great family activity to get out there and look at the apples, and there's lots of samples and corn mazes. It's a great time of the year to be in Wisconsin, that's for sure.
Is it really? It really is. Thanks, Chico. Appreciate you listening. Thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you again, my friend. That's great. Dom, you have a favorite fall? I mean, you've only been in Wisconsin. Oh, you've been 4 years, right, in Oshkosh.
Almost going on five.
But
now.
You've never gone to an orchard in Wisconsin.
Never. And I would say my favorite part is the donuts.
Yeah.
It is the donuts.
Right.
I like the warm donuts. You know,
yeah.
You can never get it better at any at an orchard. You know what I mean?
And they're made with real apple cider.
Real apple. Yes.
Not apple flavoring.
Yes.
There's no artificial products in this.
Oh,
it's just you know, goodness. It's
yes.
Goodness and love.
This weekend I'm gonna go. I'm gonna take you up on that.
Yeah. We'll set you up. We'll make sure it's a beautiful drive out to Oakwood Fruit Farm and get yourself some cider donuts and a good time, as my former teacher likes to say, a good time had by all. Ken Lewis, 7th grade, does social studies. We were getting short on the hour, and we were, I don't know, like a Mongolian war or something. So basically, they got together, and they beat the crap out of each other, and everybody died, and a good time was had by all. And the bell rang, and that was it. Remember, Dom, you're never so poor you can't pay attention.
There we go. Wow. Crazy. I'm learning more and more stuff. I've said this, I think, every segment.
It's just ridiculous. All right, but we got a couple minutes here to kill before the break. My birthday was this week, and the office, you and yourself included, was so kind. One of the gifts I got was, this is great, incredibly pointless trivia. A box of incredibly pointless trivia. So this is great now.
Wow.
But we have a couple of minutes that we got to take care of here.
Let's do it.
All right, here now. From the trivia box, here's a question, Dom. The University of Victoria offers a course focused on Batman. What is the class called? The University of Victoria offers a course focused on Batman. What is the course called?
What is the course called?
Well, I'll give you multiple choice.
Yes.
A, Intro to Batman. C, Batman, A History. C, How to Draw Batman, or D, The Science of Batman?
How to Draw Batman, C. Final answer.
Close.
Okay. Too confident.
No, I would have thought because, well, it's a drawing course, right?
Yeah.
You know, art course. No, correct answer, D, The Science of Batman.
That was my second option, I said.
Really?
I promise, yeah.
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 So I'm not really sure if they're really... I mean, what are they really, the science of one of the actors? I mean, a bat, or why he is a bat? Or is it like, is it a coy phrase like the science of Batman? It's actually about actual bats.
It might be about actual bats, yeah. And it's just a play on words.
See, that's no good at all. Because I'd sign up for a course about Batman.
I would too.
Right?
I would too. I wish they had that in my college course.
All right, come on back. Gonna turn a page and come back and play you actual audio of a United States Postal Service driver who was detained by ICE. Not gonna want to miss it on the All Balls Show on 7.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2033. At the Recombobulation Area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is, and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million, while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Tahlaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to across the Civic Media Radio Network. A check of weather, I can tell you it's nice, although frost on the pumpkin tonight. If you got any flowers outside, Dom, cover them up or take them in, because it's going to get like a heart, a killing frost, as they say.
Oh,
man. 32, 33 degrees. Northern Wisconsin has already happened, of course.
And I'm sure tomorrow morning is going to be freezing, you know, going in. And oh, man.
Cover your pumpkins.
I will. I'll cover my pumpkins.
Oh, very good. And then after weather, our great friend and colleague, great best in the business at sports, Mike Clemens, will be in with another great check of sports. Tomorrow on the show, by the way, our friend and ongoing contributor, two-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin Badger football and a veteran of the NFL, Brady Ewing, is going to be here because, you know, there's nothing going on over on Monroe Street right now. Nothing to see here. We'll get into a little bit of the Coach Fickell situation, Badger football, and well, Brady's a big outdoors guy as well, so we'll talk about fall with Brady tomorrow as well. Hope you will join us then. And coming up after news, weather, and sports here for another great edition of the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 4 until 6. Stay tuned as Maggie will keep you informed and entertained until 6, and then all the entertainment in the world for our friend Pete Schwabe and Nightlight from 6 until 8. All right, I want to play this a little long, so we'll kind of reset it here. But this is a video posted on TikTok of an actual United States Postal Service worker. And he posted this after he got detained by ICE this week. I just want you to listen to this. It doesn't really need a lot of commentary from me. Just listen. Here's the postal, U.S. postal worker on being detained by ICE.
I almost got detained by an ICE agent on my mail route. All right, man. So look, I swear I never thought I would be in a position to get deported from the country that I was born in. So, like, I'm out here doing my mail route as usual, just trying to finish up the day. And the next thing I know, like, it's an ICE agent, like, telling me to put my hands where he can see them. So at first, I thought it was like a joke or something. I'm like, sir, like, you know, I'm with the U.S. Post Office. I'm literally at work. But he not laughing. He, like, circling around me, like, what country I'm from, where was I born, and if the vehicle was mine. So I pull out my little ID, whatever, and, you know, I show him my work scanner. I even show him, like, my little mail keys, whatever. So he's still not buying the lie. He like, you know, it's a federal offense to impersonate a postal worker, right? Bro, my heart dropped as soon as he said that. Like, how do you even prove, like, you work somewhere when the person doesn't want to believe you? So the next thing I know, another agent walk up, hand near his holster, and I'm just standing there with my mail bag, like, halfway open, like, sir, like, these are bills and coupons, like, not contraband. So they starting to ask if I got documentation proving if I'm a U.S. citizen. I said, yeah, like, my birth certificate, like, it's at home. And one of them radios in, and I hear him say, possible impersonator claims he's USPS. That's when I realized, like, okay, they, like, dead serious. So I had to get them my supervisor number, like, on the spot, and they actually called my station. And thank God my supervisor answered. She like, oh, yeah, Brian, like, he's one of our carriers.
All right, stop it there. Please, thank you. I just want to reset this because it's a little long. This is an actual video. The video, clearly the guy has a U.S. Postal Service hat on. He's in a U.S. Postal Service truck and walking through any neighborhood like Wisconsin with his mailbag. And these ICE guys try to arrest him. Finish the story. Here he is once again.
And the agent just looked at me for a second, nodded, and goes, next time wear your full uniform. And then walked off just like nothing happened. Just like messed my whole morning up, bro. So I don't know, y'all. At this point, I just sat back in my truck for a minute just thinking like, yo, it's crazy how like things can just like flip instantly. Like one second you delivering people's mail and next second you explaining like why you exist here. I don't know, y'all. That was a crazy situation. Like, since that day, like, I don't step foot outside. I try to have my full uniform on, have my badge on. I don't got it right now, whatever. But, I mean, because out here, like, being a federal worker don't always protect you. So, I don't know. That's crazy. What y'all think I should do, chat?
On his TikTok, U.S. Postal Service worker having to prove that he was a U.S. citizen, having to call in to his supervisor and prove any neighborhood in Wisconsin, we all know, especially rural mail carriers, oftentimes they'll wear a hat only or a jacket. But, you know, these days you don't see the full red, white, blue Postal Service uniform on. And this guy has a bag of mail going through a neighborhood and almost gets detained. We have now arrived in the United States of America. We have arrived at show me your papers. And I think that's a sad day. And it's why we have to keep fighting together, why we have to keep hanging together, going to peaceful rallies, like the No Kings rallies, and get together every afternoon from 2 to 4 to celebrate what does make us great, like orchards in Wisconsin. And like great colleagues like Dom Lee.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate you filling in today, Dom.
Yeah, I appreciate you. It was fun. It was fun.
It was a blast having you here. Best of wishes to Zomers. Hope he feels better soon. And to all of you for listening, appreciate you having us, or having all of you with us on a Thursday afternoon. Fun show. Great talking about Wisconsin products and bringing a little news as well. Be back tomorrow. Brady Ewing will be here talking about Wisconsin sports athletic, particularly the football program. What's the future there? And we won't talk all about football. We'll talk about a little bow hunting action and just being out in the woods in Wisconsin. It's my favorite time of year in this wonderful, great state that we call home. Thanks, everybody. Tom O'Ball say, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, Tom. Maggie's next. And your day will come. Keep banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio,
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. In a late-night social media post, President Trump said he's ending trade talks with Canada. He's angry over an anti-tariff ad campaign from Canada using the voice of former President Ronald Reagan expressing an anti-tariff message in 1987. The issue is renewing attention on tariffs. Larry Gersten, a public policy expert at San Jose State University, spoke with the BBC.
We've seen the price of cars go up dramatically. The price of housing go up dramatically. Is it all due to the tariffs that have been slapped on wood and metals? No, not all due to it, but sizably due to it.
The Reagan Presidential Foundation said the ads misrepresent Reagan's speech. An information technology outage prompted Alaska Airlines to ground its planes. They're restoring operations, but transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve says schedules are disrupted.
Dozens of Alaska Airlines flights.